Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Mayor, Craig Berry, here to wrap up 2018 and kind of look into the crystal ball for 2019. So thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, for being on.
Well, thank you, Coltrane, for having me here.
You bet. Well, first of all, Mayor Berry, let's go over some of the big items that happened this past year in 2018. And I guess one of the big focuses was that Jefferson was put on the map a few times. And one of the big ones that we had earlier this year was RAGBRAI came through our fair city.
Yeah, I think we had a really good turnout for RAGBRAI. The executive committee and all the volunteers for the subcommittees were awesome. They did a great thing for the city.
Now, what does this do in terms of exposure? Because as everybody knows, thousands and thousands of people that do RAGBRAI. It's a great exposure for small towns. What did you glean from that as being mayor of Jefferson?
Well, I'm hoping, it, like you said earlier, it gets us on the map with these people. Majority of these people were out-of-state people. I think they like the Iowa atmosphere, the friendliness, the hometown activities, and hopefully we'll stick in their brain for a while.
Well, and something else that, like you had said, bringing out-of-state visitors into our rather small rural community, something that actually just happened very, very recently, and that was bringing some West Coast people into our fine digs here with the success of Pillar Technology locating their very first rural office here in Jefferson at the Forge just up on here on East State Street. Talk to us about that particular visit because, my gosh, to have a room with a representative from Microsoft, to have a room with the co-founder of LinkedIn. I mean, these are people that I don't know if Jefferson, Iowa would ever fathom being here.
I don't know. They had no idea where Jefferson was till they came. I think Link with Pillar did an excellent job of getting these people in here. With this idea, we cause an excitement through the whole technology world. I think people are looking at us to lead with this, and they're really looking at Jefferson as being a start of these other different technology industries coming to rural communities.
And of course, the program that Pillar is offering is about an academy in which they take high school kids and they go through their own program to train them on how to be software developers, and then they give them the opportunity at being their own employees with Pillar, making very little college debt, but being paid very, very well to stay here in Jefferson and do a software development job. Now, can you tell us, Mayor Berry, it's one thing to have this kind of system in place in a rural community, but it's another thing entirely to have the city's backing. Can you tell us what part the city played in this whole process?
The city's involvement is a little bit with Chris Deal. We are going to be giving them some TIF money to get the construction done on the interior of the building and get that up to speed. Their date of opening is in June, so I would imagine by the Bell Tower Festival this year, they will be opening. Of the people I saw when I was visited the Forge down in Des Moines, majority of them were under 35. And it's nice to get that influx of younger people into Jefferson.
Also, the fact that Pillar kind of ties in with another aspect of the Green County School District project, of which the city's also involved with.
Yes, the building that they're going to have out there, that they're going to be working with both Iowa Central Area Community College, will help get, again, more people here. They'll see what Jefferson has to offer. The city's involved a little bit with that, with that school area out there. We had a meeting with the superintendent and the architect and the engineering firm. We're just seeing what the city has to do, and it's not that much. As far as I could tell from the gist of the meeting was we're going to be running a 10-foot sidewalk or trail out to the new high school area, which will go west on Central from Fairway to the water tower and then head north and just connect up with the property out there. One of my concerns is there could be a possibility we need to put in stoplights at the Fairway corner just for safety purposes, which would be cool because then we would be, you know, we'd have two stoplights in town.
That's right. That would put us a little bit more on the map.
Exactly.
And another thing, too, is the continuing strong relationship that the city has with Jefferson Matters Main Street to, again, provide some extra improvements to the downtown square.
Yeah, one of the priorities of both the priority of the city is, again, not the main one, but one of the priorities is housing. And, of course, if we've got 20, 5 to 30 individuals and families coming in through Pillar. There might be a little bit of a housing crunch. One of the priorities for Jefferson Matters Main Street is second floor housing, because that's not being utilized that much. I think there's 6 apartments or 7 apartments in the downtown Jefferson, which means you got a lot of open space on these second floors. And I think if we can get that movement going, this will help in our housing problem.
And also, let's kind of just propel that, as we were talking about before we got on the air, that's one of your priorities for 2019, is just housing overall, not just the downtown area, but throughout the city.
Yeah, I think my feeling is we're going to have an influx of people. I mean, the people might drive back and forth for a while, these families, but again, with what they will see in Jefferson with the new school and things, I think we will incentivize them to move to Jefferson. I think there's a lot of places for sale, but I don't know if these people will want to move into those places.
There was another thing you'd like to discuss for looking into 2019, and that is seeing a revamping of the festival, of the Bell Tower Festival.
Yeah, I think the past couple of years, the festival hasn't been what it was in the past. With the new organization of alumni, of past chairman, I think they're going to throw some more energy into it, and I think it's going to turn out to be revitalized.
And of course, right now they're looking for seed money, I'm told. So you being mayor, what better personality to get behind to make that pitch for people?
Well, and of course, we've got our hotel motel tax monies that we get in through that usage. We've asked, well, I guess we told them that any of the marketing they do, which meets the criteria of that hotel motel tax, they can have. I'm vice president of the Bell Tower Foundation, and that foundation has given $2,000 to get them started. What they wanted to do is they wanted to have $10,000 to get started, because there, of course, there's bands you have to reserve, and there's other odds and ends you've got to have with money. So anybody out there in radio land that's got some money to donate, that would be great.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton, here with our Jefferson Mayor, Craig Berry, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.